I think I saw a mule coming up the road here from Chesterfield.
And you saw several cows and...
Yeah, you might. Still a few mules.
Long, real long ears.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's a mule.
We've got now, a paper
across the field. I reckon it's still good. You saw
several cows. Where's your garden?
Which is in front? A cow's horn or her ears? And which one's in front?
I wouldn't know that. My guess is your horn. Is that right?
Well, it's a little bit more in front and higher up, and the ears are lower down and behind.
Oh, I see.
But now that's the plum catching.
I hate to tell you this, but I don't think I've ever been close to a cow, you know.
Don't raise cows in
your...
I've never been around.
Were you born and raised in the country or in town?
Well, it was a small town, but we never never really were around a farm. My dad worked in a stone quarry and
made stone jars and jugs and things.
Ground stone, gravel.
Oh, yeah, gravel, yeah, gravel.
Well, that's right. Anybody don't know about us, we don't know about
them. It's interesting to travel around and find out.
You're a Baptist, are you? Church of Christ?
I'm a Presbyterian.
Well, that's all right, sir. Mm-hmm. That's all right. I've got some neighbors here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Methodist,
You belong to the Eastern Star or Masons or anything like that?
No, I never. My father and uncle did, but I never did. I haven't really. Well, I lived too much like a gypsy. I moved around from place to place.
That's pretty the way, that's about the best way of living now.
I wanted to ask you also some questions about when you tap a barrel, what would you turn?
Faucet.
Is that a faucet on the bottom of the barrel?
Tap on, you mean, to get something out of it?
Uh-huh.
Or just turn the faucet.
I see, if you had a people in town that have a hydrant out in their yard,
yeah,
they turn. Is that a faucet too?
That is. It is.
I got one there.
We've got one just on the outside of the door.
I don't know what you call it.
And in the house, a sink. It's all the same thing. You don't use the word.
I use not rut butter in the house. I
wouldn't be anything ever done. And when it came to. Did you have to wash the dishes very much when you were a boy?
Very little.
Get out of that job.
Life I'm out with a biscuit.
I see. That was the fastest way.
I had a sister, Sally, that learned to milk. My mother was kind of high temper, we call it. She looked like she had to do all the leading out. Daddy was poor, stupid-minded person, tell it that way. And I come up with my mother doing that, and had a bunch of sisters that took her place. Then I'm married, and my children, mostly girls, and they took the place of milking and helping my wife milk, and I just sat around and waited for them to tell me what to do.
I see. Did they keep you busy? Or
that's
not
right. Most time, get that mud off my feet. It may not be mud, no how.
I see.
We still raise our own milk and butter, chickens and eggs, and meat up till now. I had pork up until a few days ago, or a few years ago. We rented out the lard without exposing ourselves to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
We still come just anybody in the county, growing everything we can to eat and stay at home with it. We don't go very much. Mm-hmm. It's a town back twice maybe a week or a month or something like that.
I'd like to ask you some questions about the ladies when you were a boy. Did your mother have something that she'd carry to keep the sun off, walk around and carry?
A little umbrella, pass on, or something like that. Not much else.